Welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Prasanna Atma Prabhuji on the topic Srimad Bhagavatam, verse 4.22.50. Prabhuji, are you present in the call?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Yes, I am here. Hare Krishna, I am here, Mother.
Yeah, Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for giving your valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening to us on the topic. I now hand over the call to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, thank you so much for giving this opportunity, and always I pray the lotus feet of all the devotees to share your blessings so that I can speak few words today. So I will start this Bhagavatam class with prayers. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrutya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudirayat Srinvatam Swakataha Krishnaha Punya Sravana Kirtanaha Pradayantastahi Abhadrani Vidinoti Sukhrutam Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaye Bhagavate Uttamasloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki. So today the verse 4.22.50 Karmani Cha Yata Kalam Yata Desam Yata Balam Yata Uchitam Yata Vittam Akarot Brahmasatkrutam. Karmani, activities, cha, also, yatha kalam, befitting time and circumstances, yatha deham, befitting the place and situation, yatha balam, befitting one's own strength, yata uchitam, as far as possible, yata vittam, as far as one can spend money in this connection, akarot, performed, brahmasat, in the absolute truth, krutam, did. Translation, being self-satisfied, Maharaj Pradhu executed his duties as perfectly as possible according to the time and his situation, strength and financial position. His only aim in all his activities was to establish the absolute truth. In this way, he duly acted. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Maharaj Pradhu was responsible monarch, and he had to execute the duties of Kshatriya, king, and a devotee. At the same time, being perfect in Lord's devotional service, he could execute his prescribed duties with complete perfection as befitting the time and circumstance and his financial strength and personal ability. In this regard, the word karmani in this word is significant. Prudhu Maharaja's activities are not ordinary, for they were in relationship with Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Rupa Goswami has advised that things which are favorable to devotional service should not be rejected, nor should activity favorable to devotional service be considered ordinary work or fugitive activity. For example, ordinary workers conduct business in order to earn money for his sense gratification. A devotee may perform the same work in exactly the same way, but his aim is to satisfy the Supreme Lord. Consequently, his activities are not ordinary. Prithu Maharaja's activities were therefore not ordinary, but were all spiritual and transcendental. For his aim was to satisfy the Lord, just as Arjuna, who was the warrior, had to fight to satisfy Krishna. Prithu Maharaj performed his royal duties as king for the satisfaction of Krishna. Indeed, whenever he did, as emperor of the whole world was perfectly befitting a pure devotee. It is therefore said by a Vaishnava poet, Vaishnavera Kriya Mudra Vijnana Bhojaya. No one can understand the activities of a pure devotee. A pure devotee's activities may appear like ordinary activities, but behind them there is a profound significance, the satisfaction of the Lord. In order to understand the activities of a Vaishnava, one has to become very expert. Maharaj Prudhu did not allow himself to function outside the institution of four Varnas and four Ashramas. Although as a Vaishnava, he was a Paramahamsa, transcendental to all material activities, he remained at his position as Kshatriya to rule the world, and at the same time remained transcendental to such activities by satisfying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Concealing himself as a pure devotee, he externally manifested himself as a very, very powerful and dutiful king. In other words, none of his activities were carried out for his own sense gratification. Everything he did was meant for the satisfaction of the senses of the Lord. This is clearly explained in the next verse. Palam brahmani sanyasya nirvinshangah samahitaha karma adyaksham chamanvanvaha atmanam prakrute param. Palam, result, brahmani, in the absolute truth, sanyasya, sanyasa, giving up, nirvishangaha, without being contaminated, samahitaha, completely, karma, activity, adyaksham, superintendent, cha, and manvanaha, sada, always thinking of, atmanam, super soul, prakrite, the material nature, param, transcendental. Maharaj Prudhu completely dedicated himself to be the eternal servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, transcendental to the material nature. Consequently, all the fruits of activities were dedicated to the Lord, and he always thought of himself as the servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the proprietor of everything. The life and dedication of Prudhu Maharaj in the transcendental loving service of Supreme Personality of Godhead serve as a good example of Karma Yoga. The term Karma Yoga is often used in Bhagavad Gita. Here, Maharaj Prudhu is giving a practical example of what Karma Yoga actually is. The first requirement for the proper execution of Karma Yoga is given herein. Palam Brahmani Sanyasa. One must give up the fruits of all of the activities of the Supreme Brahman. By doing so, one actually situates himself in the renounced order of life, sannyasa. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, giving up the fruits of one's activities, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is sannyasa. Kamyanam karmanam nyasam sannyasyam kavayo viduhu sarva karma falatyagam pahustyagyam vichakshana. To give up the results of all activities is called renunciation by the wise, and the state is called renounced order of life by great landman. Although he was living as a householder, Prudhu Maharaj was actually in the renounced order of life, sannyasa. This will be clearer in the following verses. The word nirvisangaha, uncontaminated, is very significant because Maharaj Prudhu was not attached to the result of his activities. In this material world, a person is always thinking of proprietorship of everything he accumulates or works for. When the fruits of one's activities are rendered to the service of the Lord, one actually practicing Karma Yoga. Anyone can practice Karma Yoga, but he is especially easy for the householder who can install the deity of the Lord in the home, worship him according to the methods of Bhakti Yoga. This method includes hearing, chanting, remembering, serving, worshipping the deity, praying, carrying out orders, serving Krishna as friend, sanctifying everything for him, sacrificing everything for him. Ravanam, Ketanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Parasavanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. 7.5.23. These methods of Karma Yoga and Bhakti Yoga are being broadcast all over the world by the International Society of Krishna Consciousness. Anyone can learn these methods simply by following the examples of members of society. In one's home or in a temple, the deity is considered the proprietor of everything. And everything is considered deity's eternal servant. Everyone is considered deity's eternal servant. The Lord is transcendental, for he is not part of the material creation. The words Prakrute Parma are used in this verse because everything within this material world is created by the external material energy of the Lord. But the Lord himself is not a creation of the material energy. The Lord is the supreme superintendent of all material creation, confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 9.10. Maya Jakshena Prakrute hai. Suyate sacharacharam hetu nanena kaunteya jagadvipa rivartate. The material nature is working under my direction, O son of Kunti, producing all the moving and unmoving beings, and by its rule, this manifestation is created, annihilated again and again. All material changes and material progress taking place by the wonderful interaction of the matter are under the superintendent of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Events in the material world are not taking place blindly. If one always remains a servant of the Krishna and engages everything in his service, one is accepted as Jivan Mukta, a liberated soul, even during his lifetime with the material world. Generally, liberation takes place after one gives up his body, but one who lives according to the examples of Pudu Maharaj is liberated even in this lifetime. In Krishna consciousness, the results of one's activities depend on the will of the Supreme Person. Indeed, all the cases, the results are not dependent on one's own personal dexterity, but is completely dependent on the will of the Supreme. This is the real significance of Palam Brahmani Sanyasya. A soul dedicated to the service of the Lord should never think of himself as personal proprietor or superintendent. A dedicated devotee should prosecute his work according to the rules and regulations described in devotional service. The result of activities are completely dependent on the supreme will of the Lord. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Tapatam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadankitam Undeham Sri Guru Sri Yutapadakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunadan Vaitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Sri Vishaka Lalita Vishakan Vitamcha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dhyanabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Sapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Brindavaneshwari Vrushabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Haripriye Vanchakalpa Tarubhyasya Krupa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavanda Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavada Prachacha Desatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Thank you so much for giving this opportunity. And today, it's such a beautiful verses. These are exactly what we face every day in our day-to-day activities, how to perform bhakti in day-to-day activities. So let's see how Prithu Maharaj, he is doing these activities. So 420 to 50, being self-satisfied, Maharaj Prithu executed his duties as perfectly as possible according to the time and his situation, strength and financial position. His only aim in this activities was to satisfy the absolute truth. In this way, he duly acted. So here, Maharaj Prithu actually is the emperor of the whole universe at the time. Whole planet. So, how Maharaj Prithu, even though imagine he has all the money, power, everything in his hands. He don't need to work for any other person. Imagine, if people like this in modern world, they just have fun. They do things for sense gratification. But, Maharaj Prithu is like, if you combine all 200 countries' presidents together into one person, right? Maharaj Prithu's level is much higher than all of those people. He is such a powerful personality in all aspects. But here, see this sentence, his only aim in all his activities was to satisfy the absolute truth. So that is the mood of Maharaj Prithu. Prithu. So, pure devotees like Prithu are beyond the execution of karmas, yet as householders, they sometimes engage in karmas. Why they have to do all this is to teach people in general to avoid lapses in following the rules of Varnashrama, to avoid criticism of the path of bhakti, to protect the confidentiality of pure bhakti. So Srila Prabhupada wrote a wonderful purport here, as he duly mentioned, Maharaj Prithu is a responsible monarch, kshatriya, king, and at the same time devotee. Imagine we do like a small job and we don't have time. But a person like Maharaj Prithu, who controls all the planet, performs perfect devotional service. And the word Srila Prabhupada used is complete perfection, as befitted the time and circumstance, his financial strength and personal ability. So here, his only goal is to satisfy the absolute truth. And to satisfy the absolute truth, he is doing it 100%. In this regard, the word karmani in this verse is significant. Prithu Maharaja's activities were not ordinary, for they were in the relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in this context, in Nectar of Instruction, it's like 11 verses where Rupa Goswami gives a very good gist of how to perform bhakti. In that, if something is favorable for bhakti life, we have to take it. If something is not favorable, we have to give up those activities. So here, Srila Prabhupada is writing what is the difference between an ordinary worker and a pure devotee. So both does the job. Here we have to be very careful that Maharaj Prithu is not a sannyasa. He is a grihastha. And he is doing a duty. he, just like all of us, he has to go to job. But what is the difference between a regular person and Maharaj Prithu is this. An ordinary worker conducts his business in order to earn money for his sense gratification. A devotee may perform the same work in exactly the same way, but his aim is to satisfy the Supreme Lord. Consequently, his activities are not ordinary. So that is the difference between an ordinary person who is going to job and at the same time devotee who is going to get the job. What is the end result is a devotee is always working for Lord senses. But an ordinary person is always working for his own sense gratification. Just like Arjuna, he is actually fighting for Krishna. Arjuna is not like, you know, chanting in the Kurukshetra. Or Arjuna is not doing any Sravanam, Kirtanam, you know, all that. What he is doing is, he is killing people because he is a Kshatriya, because he is in the battleground to satisfy Krishna. This is the very important concept. Lot of people in general don't know what is Bhakti Yoga. They think Bhakti Yoga means you have to shave your head and you have to quit everything. That is Markata Vairagya. The essence, that's why it is given in Varnashrama. What are the gradual stages, how we have to perfect our Bhakti? So it is a gradual process. Just like Arjuna is a warrior, Prithu Maharaj is a king. As a king, he is working for the satisfaction of Krishna. Indeed, whatever he did as emperor of the whole world was perfectly befitting as a pure devotee. So, nobody can understand the activities of a pure devotee by material vision, material mind, material, you know, a pure devotee is doing activities just like ordinary activities. But behind them, there is a great significance, as I keep saying multiple times, satisfaction of the Lord. He is not doing anything. Every activity, even drinking water, in this context, you know, we always remember Prahlad Maharaj, Paniyambul Taguchun, Guduchichun, Bashinchichun, Hasalela Nidradul Cheichun, Santata Sri Narayana Pada Padma Yugali, Chintamrita Swada Sandanunde. Means, Paniyambul Taguchun, Guduchichun, Bashinchichun. Prahlad Maharaj, while he is drinking water, talking, sleeping, joking, walking, he always thinking about Santata Sri Narayana Pada Padma Yugali Chintamrita Swada Sandanunde Sararisutude Tad Vishwaman Marichan. Means always thinking about Lord, and he completely forget about this universe. That is the transcendental position of pure devotee. Of course, Prahlad Maharaj is drinking water, eating food, playing with kids, smiling, joking, running. But what is the difference between Prahlad Maharaj and all the other rest of the kids? They are doing the same activity, but while doing all this activity, Prahlad Maharaj was only thinking about Krishna. Santata Sri Narayana Pada Padma Yugali Chintamrita Swada Sandanunde. Always thinking about the lotus feet of Krishna. And if you see Kunti Maharani, Yadavulandu Pandusutulandu Naku Moha Vishyadama Cheyavaya. గణసింధు చేరుడు గంగభంగి నీ పాద సరోజ చింతనముపై మనసింధు అచ్చాదర వృద్ధితో కలిగి ఉన్నట్టు చేయగదయే ఈశ్వర. వెన్ యు సీ కుంతి మహారాణిస్ ప్రేయర్స్ ఎట్ ద ఎండ్ ఆఫ్టర్ ఆల్ ద ప్రేయర్స్ హర్ ఓన్లీ ప్రేయర్ ఈస్ ఐ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ వాంట్ ఎనీ ఎఫెక్షన్ ఫర్ మై కిడ్స్ ఫర్ మై గ్రాండ్ కిడ్స్ ఫర్ మై మెటర్నల్ సైడ్ అండ్ ఫ్రమ్ మై హస్బెండ్ సైడ్ రైట్ యాదవులందు పాండు సుతులందు యాదవాస్ ఆర్ కుంతి మహారాణిస్ మ్యాటర్నల్ సైడ్ పాండు దేర్ సన్స్ ధర్మరాజ్ అర్జున ఆల్ దిస్ పీపుల్ భీమా అండ్ దేర్ సన్స్ అండ్ యునో నౌ కుంతి మహారాణి ఇస్ ఫైనల్లీ ప్రేయింగ్ ఐఎమ్ టైర్డ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ దిస్ మెటీరియల్ థింగ్ నౌ ప్లీజ్ రిమూవ్ ఆల్ ద ప్లీజ్ రిమూవ్ ఆల్ మై అట్రాక్షన్ టువర్డ్స్ మెటీరియల్ యాక్టివిటీస్ బట్ ఓన్లీ I only pray for only one thing. Always think about the lotus feet of your lotus feet. In that way, you know, just like all the rivers will flow and form a ocean, in that way, my mind always has to run towards the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Apart from that, we don't need anything. So here the point is very simple. All these people, when you take Arjuna, when you take Prudhu Maharaj, when you take Srila Prabhupada, when you take Prahlad, when you take all these people, we think that, oh, these are all ordinary, they are fighting, they are playing like Prahlad, fighting like Arjuna, but their end goal is to satisfy Lord, not their sense gratification. So that's why these great people are all Paramahamsas. They are not ordinary people. So, see how tough it is. Prithu Maharaj being a king and at the same time remain transcendental to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Imagine if somebody write a check for us for $20 million. What happens to our mind? Prithu Maharaj's money is like trillions of dollars. And he has everything in his disposal. But he is like doing everything for Krishna. That is pure devotion. And we are moving to 51st verse. Because Bhagavatam is like a torchlight for all of us. In the sense, these exalted personalities we cannot. That's why Lord's activities and devotees' activities we cannot conceive. Imagine Prithu Maharaj has trillions and trillions of dollars and he is like working like a servant. This whole verse in 51. Okay, the theory is we know how to satisfy God, right? We know the theory is our goal is to satisfy the Lord. But the practical is how? The practical piece is in the verse 51. How to satisfy Lord? So, translation. Maharaj Prithu completely dedicated himself to be an eternal servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Transcendental to the material nature. See, I keep saying Maharaj Prithu, King Prithu, King Prithu. But what's happening here is, Maharaj Prithu completely dedicated himself to be the eternal servant. We are all calling King Prithu. But he himself thought he is the eternal servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. His mood is servant. I am a servant. I am a servant. I am a servant. Consequently, all the fruits of his activities were dedicated to the Lord. And he always thought of himself as the servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the proprietor of everything. So he always thinks himself as the servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is proprietor of everything. These two things are very essential, because we always think the two problems are somehow this. Prabhupada keeps saying this. Why we are not with Krishna is because we have this tendency of enjoying. We have this tendency of being a boss. I am the boss. I have to enjoy. This is my money. That is the root of the whole problem. And Prithu Maharaj, he has two important things he is doing. One is, even though he is the king and having trillions or even more money, he always thinks, one, I am the eternal servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and two, God is the proprietor of everything. The moment you think, okay, I am a small person and Krishna is the boss of everything I do, and all the stress will be relieved. So in the purport, we keep talking about Karma Yoga, and lot of people don't know what is really the Karma Yoga. Here Prithu Maharaj is saying, giving the perfect example, what is Karma Yoga? So in Bhagavad Gita, giving up all the fruits of one's activities to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is called sannyasa. So this point is very important. Giving up all the activities, fruits of all the activities. It never said stop doing work. It is all about giving these fruits to Krishna. To give up the results of all activities is called renunciation by the wise. And that state is called the renounced order of life by great landman. Although he was living as a householder, Prithu Maharaj was actually in the renounced order of life, sannyasa. This will be clearer in the following verses. The word nirvisanga means uncontaminated is very significant, because Maharaj Prithu was not attached to the results of these activities. So, once you attach to the results of the activities, we get contaminated. But Maharaj Prithu, he is only working for Krishna, and it's given the contrast difference between other people, all of us in the material world. A person is always thinking of the proprietorship of everything he accumulates or works for. So that is the disease. The disease, as I am a physician, I always think about diagnosis and treatment, right? The diagnosis is thinking of the proprietorship of everything he accumulates or works for. Proprietorship, oh, this belongs to me. These are my children. These are my house, my car, my bank balance. The proprietorship. That is the disease. And the true treatment is when the fruits of one's activities are rendered to the service of the Lord, one is actually practicing Karma Yoga. So always I say fake it until you make it. Even though you don't have these great qualities, still, just by saying, oh, this is not my house, this is Krishna's house. You know, by Krishna's mercy, I'm able to walk, talk, do any activity, And you know, all these things because of mercy of Krishna. It is not because of my talent. It is Krishna's super mercy. If Krishna wants to take all this, what is death? One split second, the whole thing will be ended into a handful of ash. Who are we? We are a handful of ash. After we are burnt, the houses, everything turns on to handful of ash. That is the reality of life. But if a devotee thinks that he is the servant of the servant of the servant and Krishna is the boss of the boss of the boss, what happens? In the last paragraph of here, he said, Jivan Mukta. Even though he is living, he is a liberated soul. So, from here to travel to this path, how always, okay, doctor, we know the diagnosis and we know how to get cured. Now, what is the medicine? The real medicine is Srimad Bhagavatam 7.5.23. Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasavanam, Achanam, Vandanam, Dhachyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. This is the medicine. With this medicine, we go from this diseased state to Jivan Mukta stage. The stage in this, it is mentioned that 9 items: hearing, chanting, remembering, serving, worshipping the deity, praying, carrying out orders, serving Krishna as friend, sacrificing everything for him. These are 9 things. Out of 9, we are already doing 1, 2, 3 right now. Sravanam, remembering Krishna. So that is the power of this Bhakti Sangha Association. This is not an ordinary phone call. We talk so many phone calls, right? 40 minutes, 50 minutes, 1 hour, 2 hours. How are you doing? How is everything? But this phone call is transcendental. This is beyond description by words. And there are 5 big bhakti processes. Holy name, Sadhu Sangha Bhajan Kriya. Association of Sadhus, Bhajan Kriya, Srimad Bhagavatam, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Madhura Vasa, Srimurtiya Sevara, staying in Madhura, or any holy dhams, Srimurtiya Sevara. Sadhu Sangha. It's very tough, right? Maybe we meet sadhus once in a while, but they are like going close to them. Sadhu Sangha means associating. You are staying with sadhus. Very less chances. Holy name, yes, we can do. That's the beauty of holy name. Bhagavatam, we can do. Madhura Vasa, tough, right? We are all in India, America, and we have to go to New Brindavan or Brindavan or anywhere. But again, Madhura Vasa is difficult. And Srimurtiya Sevara, the here, how we have to transform our home to a temple is the how process is here. The deity is considered the proprietor of everything. And everyone is considered the deity's eternal servant. So we have small deity in our house. That small deity is the proprietor of everything. He is the supreme boss. And everyone is considered deity's eternal servant. So we have deity at our house. Our life should revolve around that deity. Actually, the house doesn't belong to us. The children doesn't belong to us. The job doesn't belong to us. It belongs to Krishna. Krishna, out of compassion from Goloka Vrindavan, came as a deity to our house. That deity of Krishna, Srimati Radharani, Gauranitai, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, I think I can see some behind me. So that deity is the center of everything. The Lord is transcendental. He is not part of this material creation. The words Prakriti Param are used in this verse because everything within this material world is created by external material energy of the Lord. But the Lord himself is not creation of this material energy. So for example, in front of me, these lights, you know, these phones, these gadgets, this house, this is all material energy. But the deity in our house, or in my house, or in all of our houses, is Prakriti Param. That deity is the transcendental mercy, and it is coming from Goloka Vrindavan. And here, 9.10, the material nature is working under my direction, O son of Kunti, producing all the moving, unmoving beings, and by its rule, this manifestation is created and annihilated again and again. So, in material world, the only thing permanent is temporary. Means everything has a birth date and a death date. And everything is controlled by Krishna. See, we have sunrises in the east, west. We have 24 hours, heart pumps 70 times, lung breathe 12 to 20 times. This is all pakka planned by Krishna. Nothing is accident. If one always remains as a servant of Krishna and engages everything in his act service, one is accepted as Jivan Mukta, a liberated soul, even during his lifetime within the material world. That's what I'm saying, like, you know, when we follow all these instructions, we are liberated in one lifetime. Generally, liberation takes place after one gives up his body, but one who lives according to the example of Putu Maharaj is liberated even in this lifetime. See, if somebody is living as a rules per Srimad Bhagavatam, he is liberated living right now. In Krishna consciousness, the results of one's activities depend on the will of the Supreme Lord. Okay, this is the most important thing. I put all the efforts. I put everything. But how the results come is not in our hands. Very important point. The result is dependent on the will of the Lord. Will of the Lord, mercy of the Lord. We all do the same work. We all do the everything, but why some people are rich, some people are poor, some people are this, some people are that? This is all the will of the Lord. That is the most striking, important thing. So here Srila Prabhupada writes very nicely, in Krishna consciousness, the results of one's activities depend on the will of the Supreme Lord. Indeed, in all cases, the result is not dependent on one's own personal dexterity, but is completely dependent on the will of the Supreme Lord. It is not dependent on individual talent. It is not dependent on, you know, personal accomplishment, like whatever. It completely depends on the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the real significance of Phalam Brahmani Sannyasa. A soul dedicated to the service of the Lord should never think of himself as the personal proprietor or the superintendent. A dedicated devotee should prosecute his work according to the rules and regulations described in the devotional service. The results of his activities are completely dependent on the supreme will of the Lord. See, the results of the activities are completely dependent on the supreme will of the Lord. Okay? So, I will conclude, so, you know, just summarizing whatever discussed today is 50th verse. He performed his activities, Prithu Maharaj, according to the time, place, strength and financial position with one aim, one single point motto is satisfy the absolute truth. That's it. Satisfy the absolute truth. I mean, why we are chanting, why do Bhagavatam, why do Seva, why do Bhakta, why do... This is all for one thing. Satisfy Lord. We have to do everything in a such a sweet way to satisfy Lord. That's it. That's the ultimate goal of life. Why waking up at like, you know, 4:30, chanting and like, you know, listening on this every day. Naham tishtami vaikunte, naham tishtami yogi hrudayeshuva, tatra tishtami narada, yatra gayanti madbhakta. I only stay wherever my devotees come and associate and gayanti. The gayanti means Bhagavatam, Bhagavata Seva is Gayanti. Our chanting holy name is Gayanti. Lord stays only there. And if we do that, you know, Krishna is seeing everything from everywhere. We cannot hide from him. So if we do it in a perfect, sweet way, then he will shower the mercy. So satisfy the, summarize the whole class into one word. Satisfy the absolute truth. And 51, what is the mood to satisfy that? Is Prithu always thought himself as the servant of the Lord? One, that goal is satisfaction. How we satisfy Lord? Not by becoming boss, but by becoming das. So bhakti is a process from boss to das. That is bhakti. And thinking that Krishna is the proprietor, as the boss of everything. He dedicated the fruits of all his activities unto the Lord. Just by doing that, honestly, sincerely, seriously, but slowly and steadily. We cannot become Srila Prabhupada, we cannot become in 1-2 days, we cannot become Prahlad, we cannot become Arjuna, we cannot become any of these great personalities in 1-2 days. But at least, you know, never forget the core principles. We know the core principles. Number one, satisfy the Lord. Number two, how? By becoming servant. Number three, always think Krishna is the boss, whatever he gives, it is his mercy. But we do, the treatment is, as I said, Sravanam Ketanam Vishnu Smaranam Achanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atman Vedanam. Sravanam Ketanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasavanam Achanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atman Vedanam. If we follow this, we will becoming, we will reach from the diseased state to Jivan Mukta state. Diseased state to Jivan Bhukta stage. So the moment we say, like, you know, we are in this planet Earth, we are deceased. Or else we are playing with Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. So because we are deceased, we are here. So the whole life journey is moving from here to here. Okay? So Srila Prabhupada, out of mercy, has given the sketch or roadmap. The roadmap, he created ISKCON, he created beautiful temples, he wrote all these books, traveled all over the world, created Bhakti Sangha. You know, Bhakti Sangha is because of Srila Prabhupada. So all the wonderful Vaishnavas, we can discuss Krishna Katha. Eternally grateful to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. If Srila Prabhupada never came to America, we are all in the stage of material maya, going against the ocean currents. this material life is very difficult. But because of mercy of Srila Prabhupada, this is the only hope. So anyways, vanchakalpa tarubhyasya kripa sindubhya avacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to all the wonderful Vaishnavas who dedicated their lives to carry this mission of Lord Gauranga Nityananda. Hare Krishna. And we can discuss, discuss or any questions, anything. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanavatranam, Srila Prabhupada ki Prakash ki jai. Very beautiful class, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for such a beautiful class and very nice description of Prahlad Maharaj. Very nice story, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Gurudev ki jai. Thank you very much for as usual lecture in class. Prabhuji, can you please explain more about Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur? What is the mood to serve Vaishnava?
Mataji, you are asking Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. Srila Prabhupada always glorifies Srila Prabhupada but imagine if Srila Prabhupada is like this, did all this, how his guru will be? He is like a tiger Vaishnava, lion Vaishnava. He is a lion Vaishnava. He never married. He dedicated his life for the service of the lotus feet of Lord. So, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he did so many glorious things like establishing mutts and preaching. Traveled in India to spread the holy name, and his vision is to teach this knowledge in the western hemisphere also, and always he always thinks big, very big. He even performed this holy name almost like few years he was chanting, sitting in a small hut for years, and most importantly, Srila Prabhupada, our dear Srila Prabhupada, he only met his Guru Maharaj only few times. But the power of this personality, when we read Lilamrita, Prabhupada, he born in such a good Vaishnava family. But he always be very skeptical about sadhus, Vaishnavas, sadhus in general. But when he saw Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the towering personality, the statement is, please preach in the English-speaking countries. And he made that statement as his mission of his life. And also write books, publish books. So, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, we can keep discussing, he is such an exalted personality. Always I think of him whenever I glorify Srila Prabhupada, how he will, his guru will be and how powerful he is. But I want to humbly request the devotees to share their thoughts their inspiration from Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So please, devotees, if you can share, that would be very excellent.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanva Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. I just wanted to speak of one statement on Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, such a glorious personality. One thing that struck about him, and that which Prabhupada has always emphasized, is the concept of the Yukta Vairagya principle that he propounded. He was one of the first of the acharyas in the disciplic succession, I think, which I heard actually from Guru Maharaj, so that's why I'm just mentioning that he was the one who started the Yukta Vairagya principle, which said that you can use anything and everything for Krishna's purpose, for satisfying Krishna. So even all the things which are material can be used. And he was the one who actually sent his disciples. In fact, he had attempted to spread this knowledge in the West, and he established, I think, centers in Burma also. But somehow they were not that successful. And he did send some disciples, but they could not spread the message. But he had met Prabhupada only first time in 1922, and he mentioned that to him, that since you know English and you can propound the message to the Western world, so whenever you get a chance, do it. And he mentioned that to many other his disciples too. But somehow Prabhupada is the one who actually, he took it to the, he kind of carried this message in the letter and spirit. And that's why we see, such wonderful results from Prabhupada by how he spread this mission. So and he also mentioned the same thing, like he used to use the dictaphone recording his lectures. This dictaphone is actually can be used for any other purpose too, but he used it for Krishna's purpose. Same thing like we are using our phone, we are through Bhakti Sangha conference calls. Same phone can be used for so many other material things, right? People can go on Facebook and log into internet and other things, but we're using it for our spiritual purpose, so just to satisfy Krishna. And Krishna does note all this. So yeah, so I think that is what binds us all together. How Yukta Vairagya principle makes it easy and accessible for everybody to follow Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing that. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is always like a lion, you know. He is not like an ordinary personality. He always goes beyond the lines. For example, to give an example, they are trying to build a temple and it's getting delayed. And he asked his disciples why, you know, it's getting delayed. And he said, they are saying like the coolies are the people who are constructing in India. They're taking a cigarette break and like, and when they're looking for servants who can build the temple, who are good people, then Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, no, the temple shouldn't be delayed for 2 years for that. If, they need BDs, I will roll the BDs for them. But the temple has to be finished in whatever. Right, so here the mood is just like the topic we discussed today is the satisfaction of the Lord. So this kind of like daring concept, daring thinking, and as a sannyasi, he is coming in a one of the best cars in the whole Kolkata. So he, as Mataji, you are mentioning that this kind of mindset somehow is a big inspiration to Srila Prabhupada too. Whenever he came to West, when he made like the woman as pujaris, that is a big deal. And give a sannyasi to like a Western people, that is a big revolution. So the influence, of course, when you see Jaladuta, everything Srila Prabhupada is doing, he keeps saying, this is all my Guru Maharaj's mercy. This is his instruction. This is all my Guru Maharaj's mercy. So that is the power of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So that's how he is so instrumental, actually directly, to create ISKCON, to write all these books, to publish. Actually, he is the one to told to Prabhupada, whenever you have money, publish books. So he is a very instrumental personality. But please, if others have any realizations, when we talk about pure personality like Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, we need 10,000 tongues, 10,000 ears to glorify him. He is such a towering personality. But if any one of you want to share, that would be wonderful.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you very much for your wonderful assistance and koti koti yandra pranam. Prabhuji, one time there is a so much class in a, by your permission, I explained little bit, whatever my little knowledge. There is a so many class in a Gaudiya Matha and they are fighting with each other. That time, Bhaktisiddhanta, Sishi Bhaktisiddhanta Sasir Thakur give an instruction to Srila Prabhupada that please sell each and every tiles of the temple, not only temple but everything shall, and whatever money you get, print the book and give your association to all over the world. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also explained to Srila Prabhupada, they need very less time, but that we have blindly follow the instruction of our Guru Maharaj, because Guru Maharaj is reciprocate with the Guru Parampara and our Acharyas and Srimati Radharani. So that we should blindly follow the instruction of our Guru Maharaj, because and give a respect, as much respect we are given a Srimati Radha, as much we given a respect to Lord Krishna, Srimati Radharani, we bow down them. So we should be follow our Guru Maharaj strictly and give us so much respect to them. And so many things like, yes, Prabhuji, you are telling that he is a lion. And by the mercy of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Srila Prabhupada is follow instructions so strictly, he is able to, at the age of 70, Srila Prabhupada came in abroad and spread the Krishna consciousness. Prabhuji, at the age of 50, 52, we become down. But Srila Prabhupada is follows his Guru Maharaj instruction and spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. Prabhuji, so what should our mood to serve Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev, the teachers by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Hari Bol, Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam.
Thank you for sharing. you know, it's very important to follow Guru's instructions you know, follow. This is a great example, a great Guru, great disciple, right? Who else is a better Guru than Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur? And who is better student than, you know, Guru and disciple? Better disciple than His Holiness, His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. So, it's a great example for all of us. Any other comments or?
Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam, thank you so much, Prabhuji. Very nice class with wonderful realizations. How you compared Prithu Maharaj to be 200 presidents and his wealth to be worth so many trillions of dollars, and how it is to, what it is to be without proprietorship. So nice, Prabhuji. Very practically, in our terms, understandable terms, you compared, and that's, you know, that's easily understandable. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. I wanted to share one thing that I listened about Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that for 9 years he was chanting, he was having the vow of chanting
192 rounds a day. So sometimes when there is rain, you just not move, but you know, keep an umbrella and chant under that. And he used only one cup, the lota. The same thing he used for taking bath from there. The same thing he used for or whatever his possession was, that only one lota. And since he was you know, sitting without even any kutir, I think somebody made a small hut for him so that heat and cold will not bother. So like this way he was there you know, doing this nama japa. And there was one friend of Bhaktivinod Thakur to whom Bhaktivinod Thakur has said that Bimal Prasad will be organizing Gaudiya mission. So this friend of Bhaktivinod Thakur was in Kolkata. So he wanted to, you know, search for Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and, you know, remind him of his mission, of his father, what his father wanted him to do. So when he went to Mayapur and he was asking, at that time people were telling, yeah, there is one sadhu who's like, you know, he's a weird person. He uses one lota for everything. Sometimes we have seen him floating on the Ganges for hours. And he just sits and chants, and sometimes he runs calling Gauranga, Gauranga here and there. So so when he came to see also, he had described that how Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was completely absorbed in ecstasy of serving the Panchatattva. So he had seen Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and, you know, he was telling, what are you doing? You have to organize the Gaudiya mission. So as soon as he heard the word Gaudiya, he started running, saying that, you know, I am seeing Panchatattva dancing all over here. That was a reply he gave. So then after a few years, this friend heard a knock in his door and he opened and he saw this person, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, shaved and with a tridandi. And then he says, now I want to organize Gaudiya mission. And they both charted out everything, and then from then on it started. So like as you said, Prabhuji, it's I think yesterday that Prabhu said that even Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's time was not very conducive in a subjugated India with so much of casteism and other things. He boldly preached Lord Chaitanya's message and made 64 Gaudiya Maths all around India. At that time, you know, sannyasis wouldn't travel by train or anything. But, you know, 64 mutts from Chennai, even now we have a Gaudiya Mutt in Chennai, which is very active, and in other places also. So, and we know that how he was very fearful at that. One inspector of police told him that actually they had bribed that inspector in those days. I forget whether it was 10,000 rupees or 25,000 rupees in 1900 to kill Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So they had bribed this inspector, but he was following him and, you know, he was attending his lectures. So he came and told that, you know, your life is in danger and they bribed me to kill you, but I find that you're a genuine sadhu, so I'm warning you. So we can see that, you know, how powerfully and bravely he has set this mission. And, you know, Srila Prabhupada's eyes would always be teary when he even mentioned the word of his spiritual master. With great respect, he always used to think about him. And also once, many times he has mentioned that my spiritual master is always with me. And also when he had the heart attack, the stroke. So after that, I think when it comes in the Leelamrita, when the devotees were asking him, he said that my spiritual master is very merciful. He saved me. So looking at the picture of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was shedding tears. And he said that So yeah, we can see how, you know, guru disciple relationship is so strong. It's not that he met only a few times, but still the message was deep in his heart, and he made his life's mission the whole thing, and because of which we are able to, you know, access the consciousness so easily in its pure form. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for the opportunity. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much for sharing that very nicely summarized so many pastimes. Thank you so much. 192 rounds chanting, 64 Gaudiya march, and the brave preaching, and great inspiration to Srila Prabhupada, and because of his mercy, Srila Prabhupada did everything. So always Srila Prabhupada used to give credit to his Guru Maharaj. He always says it's my Guru Maharaj's mercy. Of course, you know, that's true in a sense that I heard that 192 rounds chanting for 9 years, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is creating a path for Srila Prabhupada. A path of mercy. Imagine 192 rounds chanting for 9 years. Just unbelievable. Thank you so much for sharing that beautiful pastime.
I just wanted to say thank you to Lalita Angi Mataji for a wonderful, wonderful realization. So thank you so much. And thank you to Prasannatma Prabhuji, who always makes it a point to make it very interactive at the end. Thank you so much. Very grateful to you, Prabhuji, for your association. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for... Please give all of our blessings, mercy, so that you know, I can improve in my bhakti process. Thank you for kind words. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
We are very... to you, Prabhuji, in spite of your busy schedule, you take your time off to come and give this association, which is very, very valuable time, and again, and your realization, and the way you explain is it touches the heart, Prabhuji, and inspires us to, you know, in this path of bhakti. So we are very grateful to you for that.
Thank you. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, and all glories to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for your very enlightening class today and such a wonderful class. And we are so grateful to you, and thank you all for sharing your views. And we look forward for your association again in future, Prabhuji. If nobody have any questions or sharing your views, we can end the call here. Thank you for the very, very nice class and a very nice discussion, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna
vancha kalpatarubhyasya kripa sindubhyah vacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha.
Jai Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.